short-term versus long-term VIX products. It's a really interesting piece. Let's see. Short-term versus long-term products. We're curious if there's any advantage to using shorter-term implied volatility instead of the regular 30-day implied, instead of the regular 30-day VIX, as a trading indicator for traders who work with short-term options. So in other words, so many people have been trading around short-term 0, 1 DT options that we're curious, hey, is there a, you know, is there a reason to use a shorter-term VIX? So we want to test if there's any difference between the 9-day, the 30-day, the 3-month, and the 6-month VIX products offered by the CBOE. None of these are, the 30-day you can trade. I don't think the 9-day, the 3-month, or 6-month are even trading vehicles. Let's go to the next slide. But it's just for purposes of, do we get a better read on the markets? So the shorter-term VIX tend to have wider ranges because they're more sensitive to market movements. And that makes sense. Longer-term, everything can smooth out. But shorter-term, you're going to get all the sensitivity. So again, the VIX, VIX is 30-day. And the other ones are all described by 9 days, 3 months, and 6 months. This is a pretty hard chart to read, but you can see, you can see how the 9-day is the most volatile, you know, because it's the orange. Sure. But other than that, everything kind of moves together. Let's go to the next slide. So these VIXs all have a correlation, high correlation against each other. But the correlations between the 9-day VIX and the longer ones, 3 and 6 months, are slightly weaker. And you can see that here. I mean, the VIX is going to have, with respect to the 9-day, it's basically going to have a really tight correlation. But once you get out, you know, and you look at the 0.81 and 0.85, that's when you start to compare the 9-day to the 3-month and the 6-month. Now, remember, it's the same underlying. So it's not like sure. we're comparing the S&Ps to the NASDAQ or the S&Ps to the Russell or any of that kind of stuff. This is all S&P. So just showing you that duration will vary. The longer term durations will always hold this very high correlation. So the reason this is important, like if you're going out something like, let's say, 3 months or 6 months and you're looking at different options or 9 months, you're not going to get a lot of variance and decay because mm-hmm. they're all going to be trading at right around the same volatility. Let's go to the next slide. Unless there's like an earnings or something else.
Sure.
So next, let's look into two things. How often is IV overstated compared to historical volatility? So how often is expected volatility overstated relative to historical volatility? We've always seen in the past it's around 85%, but we'll see. And what's the correlation between implied volatility, which is forward-looking, and historical volatility, which is backward-looking? Let's take a look. Because we're going to go ahead, next slide. So the 9-day VIX tends to be higher than the historical volatility 78% of the time. And their correlation is 0.88. So, and again, this is only comparing, you know, 9-day volatility to historical volatility. And so I think that makes sense that you're always going to find that the expectations of volatility are always going to be higher than what really happens, because that's how all volatility is priced. Because you can make limited but lose unlimited, so you have to have the implied volatility, basically, you know, whatever percentage of the time it is. In this case, 78 is actually a little low to me, because normally it's about 85% time. When you're looking, this is 9-day versus the historical 9-day. Let's go to the next slide. So this is a 30-day VIX. It overstates 82% of the time, and the correlation is 0.82. That makes a little bit more sense, because, I mean, that's a little bit closer to what we expect. But again, why is this important? Well, it's important for us because you want to know if you're selling front month, like 1-2 days or 1 week options, you know, like do I have more edge or less edge? And the answer is you probably have a little less edge, you know, because...
So you would agree with the bet saying longer term then?
Longer term what?
Well, you asked a question earlier, like, you know, which one, you know, gets it right more, the shorter term or the longer term? I mean, I think...
Well, it's not a question of getting it right more. It's a question of
you have more volatility swings for shorter period of times than the shorter
100%. 100%.
It's because, almost like looking at two different animals.
Yeah, because the longer, over the longer time frame, things will normalize. And let's go to the next slide. So the three-month VIX overstates the HV 82% of the time, and the correlation, though, drops to 0.69. That's actually pretty interesting, because I'm surprised that the correlation drops so much when you go from three. I'm surprised the correlation drops so much when you talk about the implied and the historical, but it still overstates a ton. And go to the next slide. And the 3 month VIX, this should be the 6 month VIX. And the 6 month VIX has the same overstatement ratio of 0.82, and the correlation is 0.64, the lowest of them all. So the longer you go out in time, the correlation breaks up a little bit, but the overstatement is the same. So basically, which you would expect. That's exactly what I'm saying. So the reason that you make these short premium trades is just that you're overstated 82% of the time. That's it. The question is,
much more directional and biased too than it is strategic of selling volatility.
Yes, that is true. Let's go to the next slide. So implied volatility tends to be affected by investor sentiment, which could explain why short-term VIX are more mirroring realized volatilities. Despite this, the amount that they overestimate is consistent no matter what the time period, meaning selling options overall still presents a strategic opportunity. You know, I mean, it's taking a little liberty there, but the reality is that the overstatement is pretty consistent across the board. And although the correlations, you know, they drop off a little bit as you go further out in time. So you're going to have higher correlations, because obviously in the shorter time frame, you're always going to have higher correlations, but the overstatement stays consistent throughout. It's just good information. That's all.
You got one more?
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look. So since there is no significant difference between the short-term VIX and the regular VIX, traders can just stick to using the VIX as their daily trading indicator. Thank God, because the last thing I wanted to do is start to use different VIXs. And we try to make complex option trading as simple as possible. And we don't want to give you like six different VIXs to look at. But people write to us all the time. They say, what do you think about this 9-day VIX? What do you think about this 30? I'm sorry. What do you think about this 60-day or the 3 month or the 9 month? And they're asking us a lot of questions.
Or this. Yeah,
we just want to keep things simple. Like, yeah, that's why we want to keep things IVR, 30-day VIX. IV overstates historical volatility by a consistent percentage across varying time periods, highlighting the benefits of using or utilizing premium selling strategies. That's it.
Awesome. Let's take a quick 90-second break and come back. We got more Tasty Live with the Opening Bell next.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Live, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live, Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live, Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, or registered broker-dealer.